Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com talking high school wrestling as the 2017-2018 season is underway. And as we talk with Jeff Garrett this week, inching his way ever so closely to 200 career coaching victories. And as we talk to him and record this interview on Friday, sitting at 199 and counting. Coach Jeff Garrett, I know probably within the next 24 hours, going to pick up win number 200. And I assume that serves as a pretty good time to kind of reflect on your career. That's a pretty good run over there.
It's been a lot of fun. I've had a lot of great athletes over the years, some really good assistant coaches over the years that have come and gone. It's a lot of fun. I've been in the sport of wrestling since 1972 as a wrestler and been official and kids club coach, assistant coach, and head coach. It's my 12th year, and it's took over a program that was in the tank, and we turned it around.
Well, and that's a life spent in wrestling. Do you remember the first dual meet victory you got as a head coach?
Not right this minute. I know my first year I was 6-15, and then the following year we turned it right around. We were 18-3. We won the Olympic Conference, undefeated. And I remember we won that at Sherrard, beating Orion. And I picked up my assistant, Brent Scherer, over my head. We were both in suit and ties, and I picked him up over my head. And I ran around the gym, put him up and down, and he was just scared to death. But we were a little excited.
Yeah, well, when you...
That hadn't happened at Sherrard for a long time.
Well, and that's why I say when you can't remember your first victory, that means you've had a whole bunch of them. So I guess it's kind of nice to have that problem, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's nice. It's, like I said, it's still a lot of fun interacting with these young men, and I try to instill them it's just not about the sport of wrestling. It's about being a good person and good grades and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I know when you talk about your wrestling days when they started as a student athlete, you know, people may forget you were a Rock Ridge Rocket back in the day and had some really good times there.
Yeah. I won the very first individual trophy for Rock Ridge at the Monmouth Invitational in January of 1973. That was the first year Rock Ridge had wrestling. So I was a big 105-pounder.
So you're about 112 pounds right now, right? No. But,
yeah.
All right, we look at this 2017-2018 season. I know when we saw early in the week, you kind of had a knockdown, drag out, nice competitive dual meet with Fulton, who expects to have a pretty good season. I know they had a returning state champ, and then the heavyweight battle between Bailey and Fleetwood looked to be a good matchup early in the season. So, you know, I assume that type of match got you kind of into the swing of things for the season.
Yeah, we started off with St. Bede that night and kind of worked them over 64-9. And then I knew Fulton would be pretty tough with Tyler Fleetwood and his brother Taylor. And then they've got that Hines guy. He was at 170. They've got some good athletes up there. I mean, up there, their football guys, a lot of them wrestle. And that's a key to both programs. They've got some good guys. They've got like 16, 17 guys on their team, and you can tell that Coach Grant does a great job with them. So it was very competitive, and it shows there's things we've got to work on. I've got a lot of young guys in the lineup, a lot of freshmen, and there's things to work on. You know, we're a work in progress.
Yeah, I see the one good thing, though, the numbers must be pretty good for you because you've been able to fill – all 14 weight classes early in the season, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, we started with 24 kids, so I'm happy with that. And our junior high numbers are over 20. Our kids' club's right at 28, so we've got good numbers coming up.
Well, I know it's going to be a nice weekend for you this weekend as you approach the 200-win milestone in your coaching career. You're at Mercer County on Saturday for that North-South duel. I think you guys get Lena Winslow, if I read right, and then West Carroll and Stillman Valley. So it's going to be a good day of wrestling on Saturday, that's for sure.
Yeah, we start off with the defending state champs, Lena Winslow, which, you know, they won a football title a week ago. They're tough. They've got a great program. They didn't hardly lose any everybody to graduation last year. They're well coached. I mean, it's going to be a battle for us. Russell Lee win. Stillman and West Carroll, we got a shot. I mean, we go out and we wrestle hard, we win. It's that simple. So it's going to be a great day of wrestling when you wrestle the defending state champs. I mean, that's the kind of competition we need, Mercer County needs, and we all need from this area to better our programs.
Well, early in the season, you said you have a lot of young kids, but are there, you know, some key pieces of the puzzle in terms of experience that you have coming back where you feel pretty good?
Yeah, I mean, Jacob Hansen at 126. Ronnie Raymond's in there. Hopefully he can go to 32, hoping he can get there. He's a senior. Then we go, you know, some of the more veteran lineup. Steele Gustafson's at 160 to 170. Carson Hansen's at 220. Jarrett Bailey's at heavyweight. Then we're kind of filling in the gaps here and there, and we're going with what we got. But we've got those guys I mentioned, they're very talented, and some of the newer guys, Rhett Frayer, Wyatt Frayer, Walter Frank, Caden Jones, they're all working well right now.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you throughout the season. Good luck early on.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, to Jeff Garrett, approaching 200 career coaching victories at Sherrard. We'll have more on the WRMJ Sports Line in a moment.